Today on Take a Stand Radio, we're going to examine the prophetic nature of the New Age movement, the new spirituality, and see how the rise of New Age ideology and beliefs by millions of spiritual seekers today coincides with the central theme of prophecy from the pages of God's Word. I'm Eric Barger, and later in the broadcast, I'll also seek to answer what are perhaps the three most important questions nearly every person alive has asked. Call a friend, stay tuned. Take a Stand Radio is on the air.
It's time to Take a Stand with Eric Barger. Each week at this time, author, speaker, and noted Christian apologist Eric Barger is here to help you discern the times in the light of God's Word. And now, here's Eric Barger.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad you joined me today. This is Eric Barger, and this is Take a Stand Radio, your weekly excursion into the world of discernment, apologetics, Bible prophecy, and related issues as we chronicle the various worldviews and belief systems that run counter to biblical Christianity. Our ministry exists to see the lost saved and the church changed. That's what it says at the top of our website. And our mission is to lift up the standard of absolute truth against a sea of man-made relativism. Of course, the most important thing you can ever answer is about Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Yeshua, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is the only way for mankind to be saved, and I'm so glad that nearly 31 years ago that I surrendered my life to Him. And if you've not done that yet, then don't go anywhere unless it's to our website to read my testimony or to listen to it or to watch the video of it. We have it in all three of those forms. You'll find all those links there and much more at our homepage. That's ericbarger.com, ericbarger.com. Now, we've been on a journey through the New Age for the past 8 weeks, and if you're a new listener, you should know that when I speak about New Age spirituality, I am not only speaking from the many years of research and dialogue I've had with New Agers, but I'm also speaking from a personal perspective. Having been a practicing New Age adherent in the 1970s myself, I have both a heart for those who are lost in it and also an understanding that is both up close and personal to me. So before we dig into the topic at hand, I want to encourage you to follow along with us using the many resources we have available at ericbarger.com. It'll give you a depth of information on all the topics that we speak about here on the radio and, of course, the topics that I cover in my Take a Stand seminar series as I travel across the country. The entire 9-week series titled Journey Through the New Age is available now at our website or by calling 214-289-5244. It's all available to you on CD. It's only $35 plus $5 shipping in support of the ministry. That's just $35 plus $5 shipping here in the United States for the entire 9-week series. Of course, foreign orders, a little bit more on the shipping, but we'd be glad to send it wherever in the world you are. For the past 8 weeks, we've dissected the New Age movement, its leaders, its practices, its ideas, the ideals, the thinking of the New Age movement. And as I mentioned today, this is week number 9, our final week in this particular series. Along the way, in our journey through the New Age, I've noted that what one person may refer to as New Age doesn't always align with what someone else inside the New Age movement may say the New Age is. In fact, the very term New Age itself has been remodeled and replaced and revised to mean many things. The new spirituality may probably closer align with the crux of the New Age thinking that we see out there today, but rather than try to summarize what all that may be, especially considering this thing may morph again by morning, I want to spend our final program on this topic, at least the final one in this series, looking at how the New Age or new spirituality or new world movement, the Enlightenment as some people call it, relates to or sadly fulfills some of the orthodox understanding we have of end time Bible prophecy. So here are some exciting yet tragic facts that are fulfilled by today's modern New Age movement. I've used this once before during our series, but I want you to hear this again. In 1987, Gallup poll concluded there are more than 100 million New Age adherents here in America. That fact may seem high to you, but that's what Gallup poll told us in 1987, and they're very rarely that far off. Today, 3 out of every 4 people in the modern New Age movement claim they were once Christians. Now think about that. 100 million New Agers, 3 out of every 4 say they used to be or claimed to be Christians. We're not arguing they lost their salvation. What we're saying is that according to what they said they were, they claimed to be Christians. There's very little doubt in my mind that the core of the New Age movement, which is the gospel itself, will be the spirituality which will be masterfully and powerfully presented someday by Antichrist himself. Just as the world today around us is being completely conditioned to accept the occult as normal, we're now being desensitized to believe that the religion or spirituality that is out there exists to meet our fancy, and that above all, it's about what we want. It is obvious that when you look around the church today that many Christians have to varying extents bought into this same philosophy too. When in reality, Christianity is all about repairing our sinfulness, our brokenness, our condition, which is broken before God. And without having that repaired, we can't do what we're created to do, and that is serve and worship God and not ourselves. But many places in the church today, we're being told that Christianity is all about fulfilling our personal needs, and it's all about what I call a here and now gospel, instead of relating to the fact that we're here to find out what eternity is all about and about what Jesus Christ did for us, that we wouldn't be separated from God throughout eternity. Right along these lines, there's been a whole world of people out there, both inside and outside the church, with limited or skewed understanding of Christianity and its beliefs and its truths and why the church exists in the first place. This is partially to blame for the rise of postmodernism and emergent thinking around us today. And if the truth be told, millions of New Agers have been ill affected by someone or some system or some people or some teaching that have purported themselves to be quote-unquote Christian. I realize we visited this in earlier episodes of this series, but the fact remains that it cannot be too overstated. Liberal or non-biblical religion being tagged as Christianity is to blame for much of the spiritual confusion that has aided in the eternal demise of God knows how many people around the world over the last century, particularly here in the Western world, in the United States, Canada, and so on. I don't think there's any doubt that we're now watching as the great predicted falling away of those who have professed to be Christians is taking place all around us. And to what extent it continues, we don't know. I'm sure that Christians 100 years ago thought they were watching it and were going to see the very fulfillment of the things we're talking about today. But we are seeing these events take place. I think it bears examining what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. He says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day," the coming of the Lord is what he's talking about, "shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. You know, as we look at this, we understand that the Thessalonian Christians, the only thing they knew had to take place before the return of the Lord was that there was going to be a great falling away of those who had professed to be Christians. Another version of the same passage in the Bible talks about not just the falling away, but makes the statement that there's going to be a rebellion against the truth. You know, the word rebellion and the words falling away in the King James Version are both really good descriptors for what is being said here. If you look underneath those words, you find the Greek word apostasia. That's the word we get our word apostasy from. That is the best word to use there, because there has to be a rebellion or a falling away or an apostasia, an apostasy of those who have professed to be Christians. So what's the point? Well, the Apostle Paul here is talking about people who have professed to have been Christians. Well, didn't we just read that in 1987, Gallup poll concluded there are 100 million New Agers in America, and today 3 out of every 4 of them claim they were once Christians. If that isn't a fulfillment of the great falling away, I'm really not sure what it is. You couple that along with liberalism and the so-called mainline churches who were once the evangelicals of their day and how they've gone down the tube and apostatized, we're watching it happen all around us right now. Now keep in mind, you had to be a member of something or know about something to rebel against it or fall away from it. You know, people want to believe what they want to believe, and we're watching this happen right in front of us today. You see, I guess what I'm saying is that I lay some of the blame for the rise of the New Age movement on the fact that people who claimed to be Christians haven't held to the gospel and have allowed the idea of the gospel itself to infiltrate the very thing that they were supposed to protect, and that is, of course, the Christian gospel as we understand it from the scriptures. This is certainly very true happening today, and it's happening right before us, another proof positive that we're in the end of the end times. God describes this very thing through the voice of the prophet Isaiah as well. Isaiah chapter 30 says, "These are rebellious people, deceitful children, children unwilling to listen to the Lord's instructions. They say to the seers," that would be to the prophets or those who were speaking to them as an oracle of God, "see no more visions." They say to the prophets, "Give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things. Prophesy illusions. Leave this way. Get off this path and stop confronting us with the Holy One of Israel." In other words, people say, "Don't tell me about this Jesus Christ. I want the good things he has to offer, but I don't want to have the repentance and the remorse for my sinful lifestyle. I don't want to be told that somehow I'm a sinner. I want to hear pleasant things." In other words, "I'd rather you told me a lie. Prophesy illusions," it says there in Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 10. And that's what so many people today have exchanged the truth for. They want their Christianity, their brand, their way. And really, when it comes down to it, this is just another form of the New Age movement. Now, there are five changes that New Age globalists would crave. And I want to describe what those five things are for you right now. Well, I realize there are probably some variations to this, and not every New Ager would agree with all of these points or in this order, but I believe that we could get most New Agers to agree with the idea that they want these five things. They want a one-world government. They want a one-world religion. They want an international banking system or an international economy. They want no nationalism, no nations, no barriers between nations. And they want a one-world leader to unify them. Now, I know this sounds familiar to anybody who knows the Bible, because Revelation chapter 13 talks about those first three things and certainly deals with the idea of a one-world leader. So this is nothing new. Again, a one-world government, a one-world religion, an international banking system or economy, no national barriers, and a world leader. Now, for the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the New Agers are going to get their wish. They're going to think that they've found the man who's going to solve their problems, and they're going to follow him blindly, believing he can solve all the world's problems, that he is finally going to give them, or someone is going to give them, the utopia they so desire, that they so crave. And then the 3.5 years of God's great tribulation judgment is poured out. So we have the 7-year tribulation period, and after that, the real New Age happens. So what do I mean by that? What is the real New Age movement? Well, it's the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. I believe in the 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ that happens after the tribulation period. So we have the 1,000-year reign of Christ, the real New Age. Now, the New Age movement is prophetically leading us to the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Now, how do I say that, or why would I say that? Well, the five attributes of the millennial kingdom of Jesus Christ are as follows. These are five attributes that the world will experience during the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. You just heard them a minute ago, by the way. It's a one-world government, a one-world religion, an international banking system or economy, no national barriers, and a one-world leader leading us. And his name is Jesus. You see, Antichrist can only counterfeit what God will bring perfectly. He's only going to counterfeit what he knows is coming ahead, because we see what the millennial reign of Jesus Christ will be like when we look in the Word of God. And Antichrist, the devil, knows the Word of God. Antichrist and the devil, by the way, are not the same being, but Antichrist knows it, the devil knows it, and here's what New Agers really don't realize today. New Agers are craving. They want what only Jesus Christ can bring. I've often said that New Agers are dying to meet Jesus, they just don't know it. See, the New Age is really nothing new. It's the same old lie packaged in a new package. The same lie that was visited upon Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. That is, that man becomes his own God. Well, before we continue, I want to remind you, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take a Stand Radio, and I'm your host, Eric Barger. Our ministry is now in its 29th year of giving answers and dealing with discernment and biblical apologetics full-time. I encourage you to visit our website, register for our free Take a Stand Report newsletter, and in return, we'll send you a free info pack and a free CD of one of my messages. You can request the newsletter or your free info pack and CD by visiting ericbarger.com or by calling us at 214-289-5244. Again, ericbarger.com or 214-289-5244. Don't forget to check out our radio archives at our website. Of course, you can subscribe to our podcast so that each week's program of Take a Stand Radio can be delivered right to you. Next week, we'll begin a new series, and you can get it all delivered to your smartphone or your computer by just taking a minute and subscribing to our weekly podcast. We really appreciate your prayers and your support for our work. Thanks for letting us hear from you today. We appreciate that. You can mail a tax-deductible gift to Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas 75030, or you can give safely and securely at ericbarger.com. And all that information will be given again at the end of the broadcast today. So let's get back into the last segment of Journey Through the New Age. Well, since we're coming to a close on this entire series, it's lasted 9 weeks now, I believe it's apropos that I give my reason for why I believe there is a New Age movement. We are truly living in the age of rebellion. The New Age is Satan's spiritual counterfeit because of man's rebellion against his rejection of God. Instead of God, the New Age movement is worshiping the creation instead of the Creator. They worship the earth. The environmentalists certainly are doing that. They worship the elements. The pagan world does that. They worship self. That's what the new breed of humanists are worshiping. Romans chapter 1 speaks exactly to this. In Romans 1 verse 21 and following, it says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen." In verse 25 there, the Apostle Paul says, they worshipped and served the creature. And that word creature in the King James is the Greek word katesis. It's Strong's word 2937 in the Strong's Concordance. It means creation or things created. So people today, obviously, with the environmental movement and the pagan world around us, they are thinking more about the creation than the Creator, exactly what Romans 1 warns against. This describes the culture that we live in today. First, they ignore and then reject God, and then comes an intellectual yet misguided and unholy reverence for the creation, ending in earth worship, believing that they were created for the earth instead of the opposite, which is true. Now, this is the deception, the demonic delusion of the New Age movement. This is what we see today. When men care for the creation, where they worship the creation instead of worshiping God. You know, Satan doesn't care if you worship whatever else, as long as you don't worship God. Because if you don't worship God, you're exactly where the devil wants you to be. And you end up where he wants you to be as well. So I said in the intro today that we'd talk about three questions of life and how Satan has deceived people into answering these three important questions in an incorrect fashion. So the first question is, where did I come from? The New Age deception is we came from evolution, the idea that we evolved, that we've been here for millions, maybe even billions of years. Well, the Bible says that God created us and gave us life. The second question says, why am I here? The New Age Deception says we're here to serve Earth, to serve mankind, to serve self, and usually this is through some sort of an enlightenment or through past life regression or some occult dabbling or through some sort of mystical or mysticism experience. The Bible says, however, that man is created to serve and worship his Creator, Jehovah God. That is why we have life. And the third question, and the one that really is on most people's minds, where am I going after this life? The New Age Deception says we're going to be reincarnated to come back again and again until we have a perfection or perfected higher self or until godhood is attained. But the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, and it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. You know, people don't want to think about that. They'd like to have it again and again to get it right. But the Bible clearly teaches us that man is appointed once to die, not many times. And after that comes the single thing men try to avoid. They do not want the judgment. But that's exactly what's coming for those who ignore and reject God in this life. We are either going to an eternity with our Creator based on our salvation through grace, through Jesus Christ and His sacrifice for us, not because of our own works, but because of what Jesus did, or we're going to everlasting punishment separated from God. I know a lot of people out there would say, but a loving God would never send anyone to a place called hell. But you see, Jesus has given us a way out, and if we'll follow Him, we don't have to worry about everlasting punishment. But that's what's coming on the world who decided to worship themselves instead of God. In Acts 17, the Apostle Paul encountered the very same thing, the local New Agers, during his visit to Athens. It says his spirit was so stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. That's exactly what the New Age movement is. It is idolatry. Verse 21 says, for all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Some new age. We need to ask ourselves this question. Have we been deceived or accepted New Age ideas or philosophies? We need to ask, are we actually on a way to God's biblical heaven? And if so, how are we getting there? Are we sure it's through the Lord Jesus Christ? It's not through our own works that we're saved. And the third thing we need to ask ourselves is, can we reach those who are perishing in the New Age movement? And that's my question to the Christian today. Are we willing to reach those who are perishing? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. This is why the Apostle Paul told the Athenians over 1900 years ago that God commanded all men everywhere to repent. And it's still true today. The best thing that ever happened in my life is when I repented and I surrendered my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you've never done that today, I just ask you to simply say, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Live your life in me. Forgive me of my sins. I recognize I'm a sinner, and I know that the wages of sin is death. But instead of eternal death, I receive life and life more abundantly, both now in this earth and forevermore, through Jesus and His sacrifice for me, through His shed blood for my sins. If you prayed that prayer, please contact me. We'd love to give you some information that will help you in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, my friends, that is it for today, and that's also the end of our series, Journey Through the New Age. I'm glad you were here with us. Remember, if there's anything we can do to help you, please let us know. Remember, the entire series, Journey Through the New Age, is available at ericbarger.com or by calling us at 214-289-5244. Thanks so much for supporting the ministry. Well, this ministry is brought to you each week by Take a Stand Ministries, Rowlett, Texas, and is funded by the free will gifts of our friends and our supporters. This is Eric Barger, and I'll be here again at the same time next week. In the meantime, I encourage you to keep taking your stand for the Lord Jesus Christ on His precious word. Thanks, and God bless you.
With nearly three decades of experience, Eric Barger and Take a Stand Ministries exist to see the lost saved and the church changed by providing cutting-edge insight on issues facing us today. This is a listener-supported ministry, and your participation is needed. please consider a gift to help Eric and Take a Stand challenge both the world and the church. Send your gifts and requests for products mentioned on this broadcast to Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas, 75030. That's Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas, 75030. Or call us at 214-289-5244. This is John Clemens reminding you to join us right here again next week, encouraging you to take a stand for Jesus Christ each and every day.
Hello, friends. This is Eric Barger. If you believe that bold, cutting-edge programs are important, then I encourage you to help us with Take a Stand Radio. Besides the many ongoing expenses of ministry, the purchase of radio time is a real step of faith for us, and I'm counting on our CSN listeners to help with the cost of presenting this outreach each week. A great way to support Take a Stand is by ordering the materials offered on the broadcast, such as my DVD teaching, New Age Truth, or Old Age Deception that we featured today. This video will help warn and educate your family and church and would serve as a great resource to share with anyone who's embraced New Age philosophies. The complete message is also available on audio CD as well. To order your copy or to contribute to Take a Stand, simply visit ericbarger.com or call 214-289-5244. Thanks for letting us hear from you today.